Secretary, please take roll.
Vice Chair Malone.
Here.
Vice Chair Fern.
Here.
Representative Dooling.
Excused.
Representative Anderson.
Present.
Representative Weatherwax.
Excused.
Representative Sullivan.
Excused.
Representative Romano.
Here.
Representative Green.
Here.
Representative Walsh.
Here.
Representative Brockman.
Here.
Representative Smith.
Here.
Representative Carter.
Here.
Representative Barker.
Here.
Representative C. Knutson.
Here.
Representative Mitchell.
Here.
Representative Bergstrom.
Here.
Representative Kmetz.
Here.
Representative Worth.
Here.
Chair Kazmaier.
Here.
So.
All right, a quorum is present. I guess we're just going to do some EA on these two bills today. Vice Chair Fern, do you want to caucus for like 5 minutes? I know there's a couple amendments.
I'm looking at my folks. No. Am I hearing that? No. No.
Oh, no. All right. All right. I guess we'll move into EA on House Bill 100. Do you want to move the bill?
If I can find it. House Bill 100, moved to do pass.
All right, is there a discussion on House Bill 100? I guess I'll make a motion, I guess, to amend House Bill 100 with HB 0100.001.001. Is there a discussion on the amendment? Do you want us to the secretary or legal to explain the amendment?
Yeah.
Would you do that, Ms. Harden?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. So for HB 0100.001.001, we have added in to section one some language that will require the owner of the livestock to remain present and assist the department as necessary for the efficient completion of any regulatory action. And it'll also include some penalties if the owner violates either subsection one of not corralling the livestock or remaining present to assist. And that penalty will include the hourly rate of employees present and their travel, meals, and lodging. And under there is also included that the existing remedies for penalties are still in place, so that's an option as well for the department. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Vice Chair Fern.
Thank you. Maybe, well, whoever can answer this. How do we, would it just go into administrative rules as to the process of how you actually get wages and expenses when someone violates this as a penalty, how that would actually work?
Vice Chair Fern, it would just be a fine, and I believe they would just work as a fine. And it would be, if we're sending staff out there and it takes extra time, they're going to be billed the state's time to be completing the duty.
So we would have within rules, there'd be some sort of process to actually, a protocol or?
Yeah, it would have to be through rules, yeah.
Okay.
Any other discussion on the amendment? Representative Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just kind of trying to, we're bringing in a couple other sections here, so if we could just have a quick minute to just look at this real quick, if that's okay.
Yep.
Mr. Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The sections that are being brought in there that have to do with the penalties that currently exist, so those would be, you know, things that already were at the department's disposal to be able to bring somebody up for violation of this particular bill before amended. So we have a penalty under 81-2-113. It's any person, persons, firm, or corporation violating any provisions of parts 1 through 3 of this chapter or the rule or order promulgated by authority of same shall be guilty of a misdemeanor violation, shall be tried without undue delay in any court of competent jurisdiction. So that's existing. Then we also have 81-2-109. This is expenses, how paid, and lien in foreclosure. And so this existing penalty allows for an operation for certain expenses to be issued to a violator of any of these parts as they exist. So if this was passed without the amendment, you'd also have this. But with the amendment as it is, they still have these remedies available to them in addition to what the amendment shows. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if Andrea can maybe address this a little bit. I guess I might be just a little bit confused reading this. Is this allowing the department to basically, because if we're bringing in that 81-2-109, there's already that section of, you know, the person would be responsible for travel, meals, lodging, all that kind of stuff already. Does this allow basically them to get charged twice?
Mr. Chair, Representative Knutson, I believe this is just another method for the department to be able to bring violations. I don't think it would allow for a double dipping, so to speak. I think one thing I'd point out from the testimony that we heard previously was that these are penalties and you know, remedies that currently exist, but yet this bill was brought to try and keep these things from happening. So I think the question may be kind of giving the department another option as far as trying to get compliance with this corralling effort in this particular statute here. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Knutson.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Chair, if I could speak to the amendment.
Go ahead.
To me, this just looks like it's kind of restating what's already in code from my reading of it. I guess I've been wrong before, but I'm probably going to be a no.
Vice Chair Fern.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. You know, my response to the good representative is yes, we already have it, but is it more of a positive piece of language for the consumer to know that this is out there? And it's very, well, it could be potentially clear, you know, being presented by someone from the Department of Ag. So I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure it doesn't hurt to have it show up in a couple of ways, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Yeah, that was the 10th amendment. Just try to provide some meat, and if you're not going to be there willing to help corral these animals, work these animals for the safety of the animals and the state staff, that you can be fined. I mean, it's just trying to keep them people to help us while we're out there. Any other discussion? And it is a friendly amendment. I did talk to the sponsor. He's okay with it, so.
Question?
All right. Can we do, probably should do a roll call.
Vice Chair Malone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Fern?
Yes.
Representative Dooling.
Aye.
Representative Anderson.
No.
Representative Weatherwax.
Aye.
See.
Representative Sullivan.
Aye by proxy.
Representative Romano.
Yes.
Representative Green.
Aye.
Representative Walsh.
Aye.
Representative Brockman.
Aye.
Representative F. Smith.
Yes.
Representative Carter.
Yes.
Representative Barker.
Yes.
Representative C. Knutson. Representative Mitchell.
No.
Representative Bergstrom.
Yes.
Representative Kmetz.
Yes.
Representative Wirth.
Yes.
Chair Kazmaier.
Yes.
Okay, House Bill 100, as once amended, recommended to pass.
Is there a discussion on the bill as amended one time?
Question?
Question's been called. I think we do a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? Proxies?
Representative Doolin votes aye.
Representative Weatherwax votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye.
Okay, the House Bill 100 has passed unanimously. This will close the hearing on House Bill 100. We will now open executive action on House Bill 104. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 104, introduced by B. Beard, recommend a due pass.
Is there discussion on House Bill 104?
Can you move this? Move that amendment. This right here.
Mr. Chair, move amendment to House Bill 104.001.001. Recommend due pass.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Representative Knutson.
Mr. Chair, is this amendment just basically the one that kind of keeps us in line with the FAA?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we have to put all that language back in to be in compliance. So that is what we're doing. Any other discussion on the amendment?
Question.
Question. All right. We'll do a voice vote. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the same. Proxies.
Representative Doolin votes aye.
Representative Weatherwax votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye.
Mr. Chairman, move to pass House Bill 104 once amended. Recommend due pass.
Is there any discussion on the bill as amended one time? It's been called. I think we'll do a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed the same. Proxies.
Representative Doolin votes aye.
Representative Weatherwax votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye.
All right. House Bill 104, as amended, has passed unanimously. That will close the EA on that bill. All right. I guess that's all we kind of got for today. Is there anything, any concerns from the committee, any discussion before we close the hearing? All right. House Ag is adjourned for the day.
That was
quick.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's Casey. Hey, Casey.
Like that.